Today's shir is Masechet Nida, Daf Mem Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, 17 lines from the bottom, Amar Abaye. In our previous shir, the Gemara had discussed, we've been learning that the halach is that a mufla samachlish, that a girl who's 11 years old and a boy who's 12 years old, that have the proper level of intelligence, they have the ability, we learned in the Mishnah, to make a neder. And the Gemara in our previous shiur discussed, when we have this halacha, what does that mean? Does that mean that their neder is effective midaraisa, or that their neder is only effective midrabon? So Gemara wants to bring a raya from the following braisa. Omar Abaye, Toshma, cotton. Again, we have here a cotton that is not yet a gadol. He didn't bring yet shtei saris. Rabbi Huda's opinion is ain truma se truma. He's not a gadol, and his truma therefore is not valid. For the truma is a form of a nether, and a nether cannot be made by cotton. Rabbi Yosi's opinion, however, is actually ba lo einus adarim. If he isn't yet a mufla hasamach l'ish, then indeed ain't truma sa truma. His truma is not a valid truma. However, mishabala in his tadarim, once he reaches that stage that he is a mufla hasamach l'ish, truma sa truma. His truma is a valid truma. And says the Gemara, Savrua, they assumed in the yeshiva, that kesav Rav Yosi, that it is the opinion of Rav Yosi, that Shum Vizmanazer the Raisa, that the obligation to take Shum Vizmanazer is the Raisa. And therefore it makes the Gemara its point. Iyam Bishlam Mufal Samachlish the Raisa, if we're going to say that the Nether, or in our case, the Truma taken by a Mufla Samachlish is valid midaraisa, so therefore we could understand Rabbi Yossi's opinion. For he's saying, also Gavri Daraisa, a person who has the ability Midaraisa to make Nidorim, or in our case, to take Truma, or Masakin Tevo Daraisa, to take off the problem of this produce being Tevo, because his Hafrosh's Truma is completely valid. Eli Amrit Rabbanon, if we're going to say, ask the Gemara, that the entire ability of a Mufla Samachl Ish to do something is only midrabanan. So the question is, osi gavid rabanan, can someone whose entire ability is only midrabanan be misakin, fix something that's tevel deraisa? The fact that Al Gemara is saying that he does have, the fact that Rabbi Yossi says that he does have this ability is clearly, says the Gemara, an indication that a mufla hasamach l'ish is deraisa. So Mefarshim asked that the Gemara, instead of bringing a raya from Rabbi Yossi, that it seems that a mufla samach l'ish abilities are effective midaraisa, could have brought a raya the other way for Rabbi Yehuda. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that a mufla samach l'ish actions are not effective, isn't that a raya that a mufla samach l'ish is not effective midaraisa? So why is the Gemara using Rabbi Yossi as a raya? The mufla samach l'ish is the raisa. It could have said just the opposite. So some of Farshim say that because we have a rule throughout Shas that Rabbi Yossi nemukai imoi, that Rabbi Yossi's opinions are typically very well accepted, so we're going to follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi versus following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But Tosfos, who asked this question, in trying to understand what Tosfos answers, so there's two ways of understanding Tosfos' answer. One way of understanding is that the Gemara could say that actually Rabbi Yehuda may hold that a mufla samach l'ish is effective midaraisa. We see that it's not effective. We're going to say that pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is that when does Rabbi Yehuda say that a mufla samach l'ish is effective midaraisa? Only when it creates a chumrah. Here, however, where it's creating a kula, Rabbi Yehuda will not subscribe to the concept that a mufla samachlish is effective. That's one explanation that I saw. Another explanation that I saw is that in the act of a frosh's truma, there are actually two parts, explained the Mefarshim. One part is the actual hafrosha, which is similar to making a nether, and the other part is being mesakin the tevel, that the food, the rest of the food, is no longer tevel and may be eaten. So even if we'll hold, perhaps, as the Gemara is saying, there Yehuda will maybe will hold that a mufla samach ish is effective midraisa. But all that accomplishes is that he has the ability to take off truma, but that doesn't give him the ability to be mesakin the tevel. And since it doesn't give him the ability to be mesakin the tevel, we won't have a raya that what Rabbi Yehuda holds regarding mufla samach ish, and that's why the Gemara didn't bring a raya from Yehuda, but the Gemara does attempt to bring a raya from Rabbi Yosef. Says the Gemara, loy, your entire raya is predicated on Rabbi Yosef holding that Trum Bezman is the raya. Loy, it is really the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef, Trum Bezman is the Rabbanon. Rabbi Yosef holds that Trum Bezman is only the Rabbanon, and that's why a Mufla Samach Lish can take off Truma. But were it to be the raya, Rabbi Yosef would agree, perhaps, that he can't do it because a Mufla Samach Lish is not effective midraisa. Ask the Gemara, is it the opinion of Rabbi Yosi that Trum Bezman Azez Rabbanon? The Sov Rabbi Yosi Trum Bezman Azez Rabbanon, is that Rabbi Yosi's opinion? The Tanya of Seyda Oilam. Seyda Oilam is a compendium of braises that speak about different historical events in the history of Klal Yisrael. And it says in the Pasuk, the Brice explains the Pasuk of Ashiyarsha Vasech of Yerushba, to teach us Yerusha Vishniya Yeshlem, that Klal Yisrael had Yerusha Vishayna, when they came, as most Rishonim explain, to Yisrael in the time of Yeshua. That Yerusha became bottle. Then they had a Shniya, they had a second one, Yeshlem. However, Shlishis Englehem, there won't be a third. Why? Because the second Yerusha from the time when Klal Yisrael came to Yisrael with Ezra remains forever. Rabbi Yochanan explained, Man Tana, who is the Tana of Seyda Olam of these brises? Rabbi Yosi. So this brise says that the Kedusha of Yisrael remains forever. And if the Kedusha of Yisrael remains forever, then the Chiyuv of Truma remains forever. So isn't that a raya that Rabbi Yosi holds? Not like we're trying to say that Trum Bezman Azeh is only Drabbanan. Isn't this a raya that Rabbi Yosi holds that Trum Bezman Azeh is the raisa? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Tanala Vlai Savala. Rabbi Yosi is indeed the author of this braisa, but although he's the author of the braisa, he personally does not subscribe to that position that Trum Bezman Azeh is the raisa. The Rishonim point out that even though we're having here a discussion if Trum Bezman Azeh is the Raisa or the Rabbanon, that is not to be confused with another issue that we've discussed and the Gemara discusses, and that's the issue of Kedusha Rishayna, if the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael remain. The reason why those two issues explained in the Mefarshim are not to be confused, explained the Rishayna already, because the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash is referred to in the Torah as a Nachla, as a Yerusha. And we know that a Nachla, a Yerusha, ain't like Hefsek, never ends. And that's why we can't bring a Raya, therefore it's an entire different discussion, not to be connected to our subject. So, the Mefarshim point out, it's very interesting what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara is saying is that when Klal Yisrael came to Yisrael, in the time of Yeshua, that Kedusha did not remain, but the Kedusha of Ezra does remain. What the Mefarshim find very interesting is because, as we're going to learn in our Shia today in Mitzvah Shem still, that when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yeshua, it was all of Klal Yisrael that came. They were able to capture all of Eretz Yisrael. Whereas in the time of Ezra, it was only a small part of the population that came to Eretz Yisrael. And furthermore, they didn't conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. So if anything, shouldn't the Kedusha of Yeshua be a greater Kedusha than the Kedusha of Ezra? So some explain that both Ezra and Yeshua were great leaders of Klal Yisrael. And because they were great leaders of Klal Yisrael, they knew there's going to be a time when Klal Yisrael is going to go into Golus. So Yeshua, therefore, only was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael until they go into Golus, so that when they'll be in Golus, there won't be a chiyuv of Shemitah Midaraisa, there won't be a chiyuv of Trumas and Maestris Midaraisa. Ezra, on the other hand, as we just said a moment ago, did not conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. So he knew the parts of Eretz Yisrael that he didn't conquer would also not have a problem of Shemitah and Trumas and Maestris after they went into Golus. And therefore, that's from where they would be able to live without having a problem of Shemitah and Trumas and Maestris. But the Teretz, the most Rishonim suggest, is that the Kedusha that came from Yeshua was through Kibush, through going to war and conquering the land, whereas the Kedusha of Ezra was not a Kedusha of Kibush, was a Kedusha of Chazakah, where Kairish gave him permission to come back to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, the simple pshat is that a Kibush, he won a war, and then unfortunately, they, so to speak, lost the war. They lost their rights to Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Chazakah remains forever. And as Rabbi Chanan explains, Kibush is considered a Maisa Kedusha. You're doing an act to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, and that Maisa could be undone through a Maisa Kibush by the enemy. Chazakah doesn't represent a Maisa. And since, as Rabbi Chanan, Chazakah doesn't represent a Maisa, therefore the Kiddush that is attained through Chazakah remains forever. The Brisker Rav, however, has a different understanding. Very beautiful pshat. He says the lesson of Yeshua and the lesson of Ezra are very different lessons. The lesson of Yeshua is a lesson that Eretz Yisrael has a Kedusha because of all of Klal Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael, and because it was conquered with great might. That's the lesson of Yeshua. And therefore, when that situation changes, when Nebuchadnezzar drove them out of Yisrael, that Kedusha leaves. The lesson of Ezra is just the opposite. The lesson of Ezra is that you don't have to have all of Klal Yisrael in Yisrael. You don't have to have that Eretz Yisrael was captured with great might, that it should have the Kedusha. And therefore, that Kedusha remains even when we don't have all of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Suggest the Gemara, Hochinan Mustabra, that Rabbi Yossi holds that Truma Bezman Hazeh is only Midrabon, the Tanya. And a word of introduction. We know that Midaraisa, everything becomes Botel Beroif. As the Torah Kedoshah says, Achrei Rabim Lahatis. However, Chazal put in certain ratios. By Truma, the ratio for Bittul is 100-1. So says the Braisa, Isa Shenidma, if Truma fell into a dough, and as the Rishonim explained, if the dough has already been made into a dough, that's not what this Braisa is speaking about. But the Braisa is speaking about a case where we have flour and water that have not yet been made into a dough, chul and flour and water, and some Truma falls in, and that Truma is not, there is no ratio of 100-1. There's more chulin than Truma, but we don't have the 100-1 ratio. Oishnes amtsu b'shashal Truma, or a dough, we used yeast of Truma, and since yeast is a dover that's a maimit, so it never becomes bottle. chayevus b'chala. It's still chay b'chala. That means, even though technically what we have here now is considered truma, and truma is normally not chay b'chala, this mixture is still chay b'chala. Then in themselves with full yoyim. The halacha by truma is that truma goes up to the category of a shlishi l'tuma, and therefore tful yoyim is a person who was tamei and went to mikvah but did not yet have hair of shemesh. He is called a tful yoyim, and he is in the category of a sheni l'tuma. And normally a sheni l'tuma does make truma possible, being the final stage of tuma. This is not considered truma, and therefore the din of tful yoyim would not apply. Divrei Ramei of Rabbi Huda. That is the opinion of Ramei and Rabbi Huda. And the Farshim explain, we could understand Ramei and Rabbi Huda, as the Gemara is going to say, regarding the situation where it was bottled midraisa and not bottled midrabbanan. But the case where it was the sa'or, that shouldn't even be midraisa considered truma. So the Mefarshim explained, since yeast is just sourdough, and dough are min b'minoi, the halacha is, we don't say the halacha that since it's a davra maimed, that doesn't become bottle, at least midraisa. Divrei Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Shimon poitim in chala. Rabbi Yosef Shimon said there is no chiyuv chala, because it's considered truma, savrua, and they assumed. The man da amit shum deraisa, if you hold that shum b'zman is deraisa, you will hold that the chiyuv of taking challah b'zman is deraisa. And if the other hand you'll hold man da amit shum drabonim, that the chiyuv of challah shum b'zman is drabonim, the chiyuv of challah is drabonim. So now the Gemara makes its point. Iyam b'shalom k'sav Rabbi Yosi challah b'zman is drabonim, that the chiyuv of challah is drabonim. So now we understand Rabbi Yosi's opinion. Osir demud drabonim. Mid Rabbanon, this is Truma, and therefore the Rabbanon, Truma, the Rabbanon also could say at the same time that there's no Chiyuv Chala. Mafkeh Chal Rabbanon, say that the Chiyuv Chala, which is only the Rabbanon, will not apply here. Eli Amrit asked the Gemara, Chala Daraisa, that the Chiyuv Chala is Daraisa. Also the Mood Rabbanon. We need to understand this psak. This is Truma only with Rabbanon. How could something which is only truma b'drabbanon absolve the chiyuv of challah d'raisa? It must be that Rabbi Yosi holds that challah is d'rabbanon, and if challah is d'rabbanon, truma is d'rabbanon. So we have a raya that Rabbi Yosi holds that truma is d'rabbanon, even though the brice that he authored, the brice of say the Olam, holds that truma is d'raisa. So the Gemara, who says? Rabbi Yosi maybe holds that truma is deraisa, but the chiyuv challah is the rabbanon, and therefore Rabbi Yosi will say that even though the midraisa, this mixture, even though midraisa, this mixture is not considered truma, it's only truma the rabbanon, still the chiyuv challah could be exempted because the entire chiyuv challah is the rabbanon, even though truma is manazeh is deraisa. And where do we see so? Says the Gemara, "Kadahana Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, Domer Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua." As to chinul with Rabbanon the Beirav the Yasri Kamri, I found Rabbanon the Yeshiva that were teaching us. I feel a man the Amid Truma b'Zman Azed Rabbanon, even the man the Amid that holds the Truma b'Zman Azed Rabbanon, will hold Chala deraisa. Why? Because Sheva Shekavshu v'Sheva Shechalku, the first 14 years that Klai Yisrael came to Etzisrael, where they were busy conquering and dividing the land, neschayve b'chala, v'lo neschayve b'maisa. There was already a chiyuv chala. The chiyuv chala began as soon as they came to Yisrael, as the pasuk says regarding the parish of chala, b'vayachem al ha'aretz. Whereas the chiyuv of truma and maaser only began when Yisrael was completely conquered. Aser to aser kol. Tfuas Zarecha, the Torah says, by the Torah saying Zarecha, that means we had to have total control of the land. So that's why the Gemara, so that's why he wanted to say that the Chiv Chala will be the Reis of Bezman Azeh, and the Chiv Truma will be Drabona. Why, explained the Mefarshim, did the Torah indeed make this distinction? That Chala begins, the Chiv Chala begins immediately when they come to Eretz Yisrael. The Chiv Truma only comes later. So some explain, because we know how serious the mitzvah of Chala is, women are particularly careful to take Chala from the dough they prepare, because it's a way that they are doing tshuva for the Aveira, for the first Aveira ever committed, the Aveira of Chava. Others say that Chala is a din in Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael as soon as we get there. Whereas the Chiv of Truma depends on the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael, and the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael only came once they were had conquered the land, completely conquered the land. But Vamina lo no, and Rav Huna said just the opposite. I feel a man d'omer Truma is man as a deraisa. Even if you hold Truma as a deraisa, Chala we could say is the Rabbanim. The Tanya, the pasuk says, regarding the Chiv Chala, as we just read, the pasuk says, V'yachem v'yalorz. If we only had that pasuk, we would think, Yochem shnichem su'shvayim v'shloshim raglim. As soon as a couple of people enter Eretz Yisrael, the Chiv begins, and the Pshat is very much, as we just said, because since we said that the Chiv of Chala is just connected to it being Eretz Yisrael, so as soon as anyone is in Eretz Yisrael, it's considered Eretz Yisrael. Tamaloymer v'vayachem. V'vias kuchem amati v'loyas v'vias matzashchem. Only when all of Klal Yisrael, or most of Klal Yisrael, are in Eretz Yisrael, their Chiv Chala. V'kisikna Ezra. And when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra, we know the Lord Kala Solid. Only a very small percentage of Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it could well be that Chala will be only Midrabonan Bismanazer, and Truma will be Daraisa. And therefore, the Raya that the Gemara wanted to say that Rabbi Yossi holds that Truma is Drabonan has been deflected. The Chazanish says that the Gemara here is teaching us that since in the time when Ezra bought them Eretz Yisrael, it was not Bias Kulchem, as we just explained, it was only a small percentage of Klal Yisrael that came to Eretz Yisrael. Even, he says, if the situation were to change and most of Klal Yisrael will be in Eretz Yisrael, it still will not change that until Mashiach comes, the Chiv Chala in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaZeh, is no more the Rabbanan. Because we look at the moment that they entered Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra. And since at the moment they entered Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra, they did not fit the criteria of Vias Kulchem, then it remains Drabonon until Mashiach comes. So Al Gemara has actually quoted a question, if Truma Bizman HaZeh is the rice of Drabon. And the Halacha, what is the actual halacha, is a machloikus rishonim. The Rambam holds that Truma Bizman HaZeh is drabonon. The Raivet holds that Truma Bizman HaZeh is daraisa. And the Chazanish, Alahav B'chaim L'chaim, B'chaim Kanyevsky, Shlita, in the Sefer Derech Amuna, discuss that there are paiskim that want to say that according to the Rambam, that the Chiyuv of Truma, Bizman HaZeh, is drabonon. So we know that normally there's a rule of Eim Avatim Issa L'chatchila. We're not allowed to create L'chatchila a situation of Bittul. However, that is only when something is a Daraisa, not when we're speaking about a Drabonon. And therefore there were Paiskim that wanted to suggest, in order not to have to take off actually Truma, we should take the Truma and then mix it together at a ratio, as we've been discussing, of 100 to 1 chulin to Truma, and it will be mutter now because it's bottle, and we don't have a problem of a bittul issa l'chatchila because the entire issue is only a drabon. However, they say that even if we hold that there is no concern a bittul issa l'chatchila, when we speak about a derabbanan, that's only when something is a pure derabbanan. But if something, if there's a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah derabbanan, which is based on a mitzvah deraisa, truma being a perfect example, because of course the basic rule of truma is a deraisa, there, even if it's currently only derabbanan, we don't allow for bittul issa l'chatchila, and therefore this approach, this heter would not work. Similarly, the Paiskim say, we've learned many times in our shiurim the question of yesh breira or ein breira, could a retroactive designation be effective? And we've learned that the halacha is that by the raisa we don't rely on breira, by the rabbanon we do rely on breira. Again, here too say the Paiskim that even though truma b'zman hazeh, according to the Rambam, is a drabbanon, we cannot rely on breira because truma is something sheyesh le'ikar min ha'Torah. And in fact, the Meches Yitzchak quotes Paiskim that take this same concept regarding the chiyuv of challah. And they say that even if, as Al Gemara just said, the chiyuv of challah b'zman hazeh is only a drabbanon, still, in Eretz Yisrael, if there's a question regarding chiyuv challah, we're machmer. And the reason being, as we just said a few moments ago, number one, because challah is such a serious and important mitzvah, and furthermore, says the Menches Yitzchak, because we just learned that any drabbanon sheyesh le'ikar min ha'Torah that is based on something that's a deraisa is much more serious, that's why we should take a much more serious approach to the chiyuv challah in Eretz Yisrael. The Shach doesn't necessarily agree. It seems that the Shach says that since challah is manazeh the Rabbanon, we could treat it as every other Rabbanon and say Sofet the Rabbanon l'kula. The Mishnah now begins to discuss the stages of the development of a woman. And the Mishnah compares the girl to a fig, as the Gra explains, because the pasuk says, "Noitzer ta'enoi yoichel pirya," that somebody who watches the ta'ena, the fig, will eat. And as we're going to learn, our Mishnah indeed teaches us that the girl is like a ta'ena, and at certain points of her life, her father takes her earnings. The Gra says that once a girl is married, then she's compared already to a grape, as the pasuk says, "Eshtecha kigefen puria." We know, as we have been discussing, there are three stages in the life of a girl: ketana, nara, and begeris. So says the Mishnah. Moshel chacham beisha. Chazal compared the stages of a woman to a fig. Paga poichel v'tzema. A bud, a small fig, and a tzema. Paga, or the tenaikus. A paga is when she's still a tenaikus. A boichel is when she's early meinah, reha. And as we've learned in Masech the Ksubis, bezu u bezu amru, during the stay time when she's a nara or a ketana, the loch is avia zake b'metziyasa b'mas yadeo. Chazal said that her father, if she finds something, is entitled to it. The Gemara Masech Ketubos gives two explanations. Either because, if not, he won't want to support her, or if not, since as we've been learning in our current shurim, the father can marry her off when she's a ketana, he'll marry her to Menuvel Mukashkin. He's entitled to Masi Yadar, because if he can marry her off, he could certainly be entitled to what she earns. Dalochi is Bafaris and Dereo. The father could be mefer the nedarim that she makes. Tzemel, the definition of tzemel, is kivin she bagra. Once she becomes a begeres, shuv ein levi rishusba. Ask the Mishnah, eze simonim. And as a machloikus rishonim, what does the Mishnah mean with this question? Rashi says that the question of the Mishnah is, what are the simonim of being a begeris? There are other Rishonim that say that the Mishnah's question is, what are the simanim of being a nara? Rav Yosef Glili Amar Mishiyalut Hakemet Hatzadat, for when there's a fold under the breast. Rekiv Amar Mishiyatu Adadim, for when the breast hang down. Benaz Amar Mishiyashcha Pitoimus, when the area around the nipples become dark. Rav Yosef Amar Kidei Shinoisin Yoda La'oikitz V'shakeya V'shaya Lachsor, when he puts his finger on the nipple and it bounces back, so to speak. So we learned in the Mishnah that paga, the state when a girl is called a paga and when she's oida tinoikis. Click says, indeed, as the pasuk says, ha te'eno chonta pa'ega, that it's just developing the buds. Boichel is the status when she's eli mehan urim. Click not, as we learned in the Mishnah, ha te'eno mishiaf chilu, that the chiv midrabonin, at least to take off trumas and maestris from figs, is from when they become yavchilu, when they're partially grown. At what point is that? When the tip of the figs turn white. How do we know that boichel means this beginning of maturing? Because the pasuk says, v'tikson nafshi behem v'gam nafsham boichel libi. The pasuk is Zechariah, where the pasuk speaks about the three shepherds, Yehoram, Achazoyah, and Chazoyah's successors, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed them. And the pasuk says, V'tikzel nafshi b'hem, V'gam nafshli b'chel b'hem. The pasuk says that I became impatient with them, and they were repulsive. And what the pasuk means is that when they come to that degree, when somebody is disgusting, it's because their sins are large or big in the eyes of Hashem. So you see, boichel means that they came to a level of maturity. Semel, the semel which we said means bagris, is command the amma yotsa malaya. She is full, she's completely developed. Veis is simonim, as we learned in the Mishnah. What are the simonim? Rav Yosef Aglili Omer Mishialer Hakemet, when we have this fold. Omer Shmuel, explain Shmuel, Loi Mishialer Hakemet Mamish, not that it has to form a fold directly under the breast, El Kadei Shiachsi Yodel Lachareh, what it means is that if she extends her arms behind her, the nearest Kamishialer Hakemet Hakzadad, it looks like there's a fold under the breast. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Bodik Ba'amsi, Shmuel wanted to examine his Shifcha Kananis to see if she has at what point of development she is. V'yavla arba zuzi d'mei b'shte, and then he gave her four zuz for having embarrassed her. So as Tosfos and the Rishonim explain, Shmuel is certainly of the opinion that not that there is no b'shis by avodim. Because if there were boishes by avodim, then even if we hold this boishes by avodim, who gets the payment for boishes? The owner. And Shmuel was the owner of this Shifcha Kananis. Rather, what it means, say, in Mefarshim, is what the Gemara means to say is that Shmuel felt bad for having treated this woman in this way, and that's why he compensated her with giving her Arbezuz. And Farshim go on to explain that he gave it to her before he did the examination, and she agreed to take the money and go through this examination. Because Shmuel Tamei, Dom Shmuel Oilam Tavoidu, Lavoidin Nusatem, Loilabusha. Even when we're allowed to work with the Avodim, we shouldn't embarrass them, and therefore, similarly, says the Gemara, Shmuel Miyachid. Lohen. Shmuel would have special mates designated for shvachas, again, because it's embarrassing if they don't have a husband. The Beis Halevi in Parashas Kisiso says this is pshat in the pasuk in Tehillim, where Dovra Melech says, Hine ke'eni avodim el yad adoneyem, ke'eni shivcho al yad gvirto, ke'eni neyu al shem elokeinu at shechaneinu, Chaneinu Hashem, Chaneinu Kiraf Savanavos. What David HaMelech was saying to Hashem even though we are your avodim, and you're our ever, and since we are avodim, you could do with us whatever you want. But our Gemara just says that an owner can't cause his eved embarrassment. It says, Dovid HaMelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Rav Sovanu Vuz. We've already suffered so much embarrassment. And because we've already suffered so much embarrassment, then you have to save us. Rav Nachman Machvah for him. Rav Nachman, however, would switch mates for the Shvachas. And as Mepharshim explained, the reason he did so was because he wanted them to have children. He wasn't sure which one would impregnate the Shvacha. That's why he kept on switching the mates. Rav Sheshes Masel and Arvi. Rav Sheshes would let them live with Arabs. From here, says Tosfos, we see that a Shivcha Kananis may live with a non-Jew. Vamlem, and he would also tell them, is Da'arum Yisrael, because Alocha is like Yer Kaddish, B'nei Yisrael, the Alocha is that a Jew may not marry a Shivcha. Rav Yossi, the Mishnah continues discussing, the Gemara continues discussing the signs of Bagris, the signs of adulthood. Rav Yossi Omer, from when the oikitz sinks into the breast. My oikitz, Am Shmuel, oikitz shel dad, the nipple. Tan Rabbanan, Eila ain't simoni bagris, Rav Elazar of Tzadok Omer, Mishiskashkashu hadadim, when the breasts are so large that they strike each other. Rav Yochanan of Broich Omer, Mishirachs of Roish achoitim, when the top of the choitim becomes dark. Ask the Gemara, Mishiachsif, at that point, Askinallah, that's a sign of being older. Alamar of Ashi, Mishiachsil Rosh Echotim, when the tip of the nipple becomes perforated so that the woman can ultimately be able to nurse. Rav Yossi Omer, Mishitakif Hantara, when the area around the nipples become darkened. Rav Shimon Omer, Mishnasmach Hakaf, which the Gemara will explain in a moment. The Kenar of Shim ben Yoichi Omer. Shlosh is Simonim Nasachan B'Isha L'mata. The three Simonim on the lower part of the woman. Oksnagda Mamawa. And the three Simonim by the breast. Paga Milmala. B'idu Shloi Hevishtei Saras. If it's so small on by the breast, it's a proof that she hasn't brought Shtei Saras. Boichel Mamala. Once she falls into the category of boichel, by the breast, b'yidush evishtei saris, sema mamala, b'yidush nesmach hakaf. And if she's smach hakaf, she's a begemis. My kaf, arafuna, makam tapuach, yesh lamala ma'isa makam. We have, there's a swollen spot by a woman above oisa makam, and kivin shemegadelis, once when the woman matures, mismat v'hoylech, it flattens out. Ask the Gemara, shavu as Rebbe. They asked Rebbe, halacha k'tivrimi, like whom is the halacha in all of the, in this issue that we've discussed. Shavuach lohi responded, k'tivrei kulam l'hachmer. So Rashi says, two pshatim. One pshat is that any one of these simonim is enough to be, make her be treated as a gedola. Another pshat that Rashi says is, we always look at what is the chumrah. Sometimes it's a chumrah to say she's a ketana, and that she won't be able to do chalitza, as we learned and will learn. Sometimes it's a chumrah to say she's a gedola, and that she won't be able to do miyun. And we take the chumrah of all the different, we always follow what will turn out to be a chumrah. And even though, ask the Rashba, as we've learned, the Gemara says that aksilba choysha choylech, that somebody who takes all the chumras is considered a fool. Answers the Rashba, that's only when the halacha, we have a psak halacha. And then somebody, even though we have a psak halacha, follows all chumras, that's considered aksilba choysha choylech. But if it's a situation where we don't know what the halacha is, and that's why we're being machmer, that isn't called a ksuba choshe choyuf. Says the Gemara, Rapapa Rav Chinah Barei Rebecca, Chad Masni Ha, once said that this concept that the Gemara just said of Kedivrei Kulam Hachmer was said regarding what we're learning here, the simonim of adulthood, and once Vasni Chatzitzuris regarded the Chatzitzuris, the Tanan, Eze Chatzitzuris Shechayevs B'maisa. We know that the din is that midaraisa, one is not chayiv in trumas, in taking of trumas and maisers from his produce until it was rias pnei abayis, until it was brought into the home. There are opinions, however, that say that as soon as it's brought into the chatzir, it's mechuyiv midaraisa, or even if you're not say it's mechuyiv midaraisa, it's certainly mechuyiv midarabonim. What type of chatzir obligates the taking off trumas and maisers? Chatzitzuris. These were wealthy people that had important, that had significant chatzeris. Now the question is, what is a chatzitzuris? The Tanan, as the Mishnah says in Masech the Maisers, is a chatzitzuris shechayevus b'maisa. Rav Shimon Omer, chatzir atzuris shakel nishmar b'talchem. That it's so significant that what's kept there is properly safeguarded. My chotzer tzuris, Amr Rabbah Bechana Amr Rav Yochanan, she came with tzur, meshivin shomer apotzach a chotzer. So according to him, the defining characteristic is the security of the chotzer, and that security is attained by having a guard watching it. With Kiva Omer, you don't have to attain security through a guard watching. Rather, if echad paiseach vechad noyel, if one person opens it, another person locks, p'tura. If, in other words, if there isn't that level of control to be open and closed all the time, it's potter. But Nechemya Omer, koshen adam bayi shlech b'truma. Whereas, say the Rishonim, Rav Shimon and Rav Akiva define the chatzitzuris by it being safeguarded, he has a different point. He says that the characteristic that makes it into a chatzitzuris is the privacy. So if it's so private that ain't other boy shlechel b'toicha, that a person isn't embarrassed to eat there, chayevis. Rav Yosi Omer, Rav Yosi, again, following the same line of reasoning as Rav Nechemya, says kol shenach nasim la, that people can walk in there, and when they walk in there, they're not asked, vein omer lo ma'at dvakish, what are you doing here? Ketura. Rav Yehuda says, shtei chatzeres zu ufnim zu, if you have two courtyards, one inside the other, hapnimis chayevis, because in the pnimius, only the person who has rights to that chatzer will be there, v'chitzani b'tur, because everybody walks through the outer chatzer to get into the other inner chatzer. And again, the Rishonim explain, Rav Yehuda is going back to the opinion of Akiva, that it depends on safeguarded, and the pnimius is considered adequately safeguarded, not the chitzonius. Here, so we have all of these opinions of what is considered a chatzitzuris. Shalos, Rabbi Aloch Kedivrimei, Amalai Aloch Kedivrei, Kulam Lahakmer. A girl who ultimately doesn't bring any of the simonim is considered an islandess. There are simonim of the islandess that show that the woman will not be able to have children. And by a man, there's a saris. So says the Mishnah, Bas Eshem Shana Shlohevi Shtei Saris. If you have a girl who's 20 years old and not bring the Shtei Saris, Tavi Rai Shibas Esrim, she has to bring a Rai that she's 20 years old, the islandess, and then she's considered an islandess. There's a and since she's an islandess, Loi Chaletzes, she can't perform Chalitza, because Chalitza is only done when on a woman that could have had children. She's an islandess, so she can't have children, so there's no Chalitza, and therefore also no Limus Yabemz. Obviously, because the whole purpose of Yibim is Lohakim Shem Lohachiv, to have children, and she's unable to have children. Machloikis in Masech the Yevamis, a machloikis of Rav and Shmuel, if a islandess that's determined, if a girl at 20 years old, and as we're going to see in the Gemara, Vihi islandess means that she brings this simonim islandess, is identified as an islandess, is she considered a doyla retroactively to when she was 12.5 years old. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says that she is considered retroactively a Gedola. Shmuel says she isn't. The way the Brisker Rav explains the Machlokas of Rav and Shmuel, that the question is, are Simone Islandess independent Simone? If Simone Islandess are independent Simone, so those Simonim are only considered Simone Islandess at the age of 20, and therefore she's only considered a Gedola at the age of 20. Whereas if we say Simone Islandess are not considered independent Simonim, they just prove that she's always been an Islandess, so she's a Gedola retroactively. Similarly, by a man, Ben Esrim Shana Shlohei V'Shtei Saris, Yovi Raishu Ben Esrim Shana, we have to prove that he's indeed 20 years old, V'u Saris, and we have to bring the Simonim of a Saris, and since he's a Saris, L'cholot V'lo Yimiyabim Ela De'ivri V'esalom. So according to Basil, the age is 20. Beshama Amrim, Beshama says that the age of determining a Saris on Islandess, both by a male and a female, Zeh V'zeh Ben Shmon Esrei, is by 18. V'lez Amrim, Hazocha Kedir V'esalom, by a male I follow the opinion of Basilu that it's the age of 20. V'nekeva, but by a girl, I follow the opinion of Beis Shammai, which is 18. Because as we learned previously in our parak, She'isha Meheris, Lovel Fnei Ish, a woman develops the Simonim before a man. A woman matures before a male. Brimini, our Mishnah, the Gemara is learning now, that our Mishnah holds that as soon as she's 20, according to Beis Hillel, and she didn't bring Shtei Saris, or he didn't bring Shtei Saris, it's a proof that they're Islandess or Saris. For many, ask the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, hey, Echli ben Teish Shav Yamechot, Vechli ben Esm Shloi Hevi Shtei Saris. The same, we treat a 9-year-old boy, they treat the same way as a 20-year-old man. Our Mishnah says that a 20-year-old is a Saris, even though he doesn't have the simonim of a Saris. In other words, the Mishnah over there says that a 9-year-old boy and a 20-year-old man who doesn't have Saris have the same halacha. This contradicts our Mishnah, which seemingly rules that a 20-year-old is considered a Saris even though he lacks the signs of a Saris. What Amishta means to say is, who should know the boy Simon is Saris? He has to have the Simonim of a Saris, doesn't have vapor, there's no vapor in his body after he takes a bath, the hair on his head is soft, and his skin is smooth, and his urine doesn't produce a foam while streaming, his semen is watery, and he has no beard. So now our Mishnah is actually complementing the Mishnah Masechta Yevamos. There, the 20-year-old has no simonim, and therefore he remains a cotton. On the other hand, our Mishnah, since he has the simonim of a saris, is considered a gadol. Amar Rava, Deikad Nami Dektani, our Mishnah said the word v'hu saris to mean that not just that he's 20 years old or 18 years old according to Beis Shammai, but he actually bought the simonim of a saris. Shmamina. Ask the Gemara v'chi noldu lo simoni saris at kama. Let's say you have a boy. He doesn't have the shtei saris, but he doesn't have the simoni saris at kama. So he's in the state that we don't know what his status is until that point. Tani Ravchia ad Rav Shnoisa. Until most of his years pass. Machlokes Rishonim what that means. Some Rishonim say it means when he's 35 years old in a day. Other Rishonim say when he's 35 years old in a month. And others say when he's 36 years old. Kiyosu Kamed Rechia, E. Kachish, when they saw there were people who weren't developing the Shtei Saris, he would say, E. Kachish, if they were thin, Amle Vrua, he would say gain weight. Ibari, if they were heavy, Amalei Chishu, said lose weight. Dahani Simonim, for he said that these Simonim, Zimun the Asim Akams Kishchusu, sometimes losing weight brings them out, Zimun the Asim Akams Priyosei, and sometimes adding weight brings them, and that may help trigger this simonic atlas.